Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Center Stage Nonprofits of Tucson. This is a super exciting episode because this is our very first one. So we're really excited about what's going on. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us. We've got a really exciting nonprofit to talk to today. Reach for the Stars is here. We have Carlos Aragon and Kira Reed. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely. We're very excited to be here.
I am so excited to hear more about what you guys are doing with the nonprofit in the community. And, you know, for someone who hasn't heard of you before, who doesn't really know what Reach for the Stars is and who you're working with, can you explain to us just a little bit about what you're doing?
Sure. Reach for the Stars is a one-of-a-kind nonprofit, actually the first of its kind, and it uses astronomy to help youth in the community with their mental health. And the reason we started this is actually came by accident. We bought a $40 telescope at Walmart for our son's birthday, and before he came home, we set it up in the backyard, and I pointed it at the brightest star, what I thought was a star, and it happened to be Jupiter. And it just blew my mind and completely distracted me from the depression that I was experiencing at the time. And for hours I was out there just hunting for objects and being in this celestial trance. And I went back inside and Kira looked at me with a big smile on my face and she said, "Whatever you're doing, keep doing that." And so we bought a bigger telescope, started sharing it with the community at like Safeway, for example, setting it up in the parking lot. And it turned into a big hit. And so we had started a nonprofit at the time, focusing on food. And this was at the beginning of COVID. And we saw that there was a need for food, but we also wanted to bring astronomy into this because we realized how much it helped me with my own mental health. And it's actually scientifically proven to help with mental health, especially anxiety, stress, and depression. So we meshed the two together, and now we've decided to focus on astronomy for mental health because there's a lot of food programs and banks in the area, but there's nothing like the astronomy program that we're building. So we're very excited to share it with the world.
That's awesome. And you started with one telescope, and how many do you have now? What is a typical event look like for you guys?
Yes, we started with one, and we had, you know, 75 people waiting in line for one telescope at these events. So we put a call to action out there and asked if anyone had a telescope in their closet or something to please consider donating it to us. And so we started getting telescopes, and now we have quite a few advanced, fully computerized telescopes that we set up, typically about 4 to 6 at every event, depending on the anticipation of numbers.
And you're saying those are good telescopes, that we're not talking $40 Walmart telescopes.
No, ma'am. Oh. Someone actually gave us one. They drove it down from Montana to surprise us with it. And it's a 20-inch massive mirror. It's about 9 feet tall, and you have to use a ladder to actually look through it. So it's incredible. Yeah.
And it's a good, it's a very costly telescope. It was a blessing, and a huge, just the donation of that was wonderful. And that really got us going, into the direction that we're going. But just to see these kids, so excited about astronomy and STEAM is really what gets us excited about what we're doing. Because really, I'll be honest, when we started going into this direction, I'm like, okay, Carlos, like, you like this, you know, but I'm kind of like the background, the brains, you know. I mean, he's the brains too, but you know, I do all the admin and all the other foundational work. But I was like, people aren't going to stay here, they're not going to sit here and stare at the sky for hours. but they do. They love it. They absolutely love coming. And I'm not just talking about adults. I'm talking about kids. They come, they are so excited when they look into that telescope and they see something for the first time or the second or the third. It is so exciting for them. And that to us is what keeps us going, because it brings this joy that they might not be experiencing at home. Or maybe something is happening that even maybe their parents don't know about, and it allows them to escape from that. And that's really where the mental health piece comes in.
And I will say, I have attended one event with you guys where my kids were able to look through the telescopes, and of course myself as well. And it is really cool having something where, I mean, I don't know how to set it up. I don't know how to find something. And so having someone who has the skills and who can actually set that up and show us what we're looking at and talk to us about it, my kids and I loved it. We were so excited to be able to see it. And they definitely do want to go and see it again. You know, I tried one time with a little, I'll say $40 Walmart telescope, and it did not go as well. It was really hard. And so just this skill, having someone who knows what they're doing that can really help you to see what you want to see, that in itself, I mean, is pretty magical, honestly. The experience of seeing something that is really unique.
Yeah, seeing Saturn. So when people come to the event, we have them I basically give a speech about, you know, being in the moment, being present, kind of grounding yourself, putting yourself in this state of being ready to look through the eyepiece. Because when you do and you see, you know, an object like Saturn and in all of its colors and glory with its rings, separation of rings, the space between the rings and the planet and the shadow casting off of that, and you see it drift across the eyepiece slowly, it's a very unique experience, and it's not something that we deal with or see every day. You know, a lot of people have hobbies of music, art, and those are incredible things, but astronomy brings you something that's outside of this earth that mm-hmm. That's very unique. And that is proven to bring an effect of awe to the individual looking. So we make that connection and describe it for people and share it with kids who are going through tough times. So
yeah, and the awe effect is actually, like Carlos said, it's an actual scientific word. The awe effect has decades worth of proven studies that show that when you look into a telescope, or when you look up at the sky, or when you have an experience that causes your dopamine to rise, or the euphoria to go up in your body, that you have this what they call your grand stimuli to pretty much change in your brain. So the same thing with us when we're having these children look and they're having this awe effect, which can happen in multiple areas in different times, but what we're doing is with the telescope, they are not worrying about whatever is going on. So if they're having a mental health concern, or they're being bullied, or they're studying constantly, we're giving them a time where they can, what they say in their studies is, pretty much transcend to a different time in their brain. So in other words, when they're looking through a telescope, they're literally transcending to another world. So like in their brain, they are looking through the telescope and they're looking at another, universe, really, like through the universe. And so they are in that moment, that awe is like, oh, look at that. Oh my gosh. And so they're happy for that moment. And the more times you can create that moment for these children, the more times you can create hope. You can create them to be trajected in an area that hopefully they can, you know, want to graduate, want to not have at-risk behavior and all these other things. So that's our whole goal.
Well, and when they're struggling with different anxiety or depression, different things that are, they feel so restrictive, like you're stuck, like you can't mm-hmm. get out, you can't get anywhere, there's nothing outside of here. It feels like this is where you are and it's where you'll always be. And so, like, you're talking about that feeling of being somewhere else, of experiencing something that's completely different than the trauma or the difficulty that you're in at the moment.
Yes.
That little moment, yeah, that it's powerful. It's so cool.
It also brings a little nostalgia too. If you've ever experienced or looked at the stars with your parents or friends or anything, so that connection also brings a sense of peace and happiness, hopefully.
Well, and it's something too that once they experience that, you know, once they have felt what it feels like to see something close up, they can remember that when they're then outside looking at the stars on their own, if they're going through a hard time, to be able to see what's out there. And, you know, I remember as a kid going out, well, not just as a kid, as an adult too, going out and looking at the stars and just the feeling of peace, even without a telescope.
Oh, yeah.
Just being able to see the stars that are out there and see how beautiful the sky is. And so bringing that telescope just magnifies that feeling.
Correct.
And makes it just so much more powerful, even when you go out again without it.
Mm-hmm. You do not need a telescope to experience this. Like you said, it just magnifies the effect. But we teach you how to do it without a telescope or just a small pair of binoculars or anything.
It's kind of like when they tell you for coping, they say, just breathe. Well, we breathe all the time, right? I mean, that's simple, but sometimes you need to breathe. You need to breathe in really deeply and you need to pay attention to it. You need to be present in the moment. So that's exactly what Carlos is saying. That's what we're doing. We're teaching them to use this as a skill. And that's what's really important.
That is such a cool thing, having a coping skill that doesn't cost money, that doesn't require any special tools. It's something that these kids can go out there, and when they learn the skill, they can go out and practice it and continue carrying that with them wherever they're going.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a very cool thing. We are just about to head into the break. We have Reach for the Stars here talking about what they're doing in Tucson and some of the exciting new opportunities. When we get back, we will discuss a fundraiser and how you can get involved. We are here with Carlos and Kira from Reach for the Stars. We spent a little bit of time hearing about what Reach for the Stars is doing and just the fact that for someone who's going through trauma or anxiety or depression, who has some mental health struggles, that there's something so powerful and so healing about being able to see the stars and to see the planets and to see things from a little bit of a different perspective, and that, you know, there's something inspiring about just seeing the stars, but when you're able to see them through a telescope, it just takes you to the next level, and that it actually does affect your body, your mind, and that it has positive effects that will help you in the future learning how to cope and to move forward when things are really difficult. So thank you for sharing a little bit about just what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it. And we want to hear more about some of the regular events that you have, the monthly stargazing. And if someone wants to come and check it out and look through a telescope, what do they need to do and how do they get connected?
Yeah, so we have monthly events every month. Every month we have a stargazing event depending on the weather. The next one is August 19th. And we set up telescopes, we give you a constellation tour, we have activities and games and some really cool equipment, including like monster binoculars and all types of cool stuff. So if you want to learn more and attend, it's completely free to everyone. You can go to www.rftstars.com. That's as in Reach for the Stars. So rftstars.com.
And we do ask people to RSVP, and that's just so that we don't show up and unload all the awesome equipment and then no one show up. So yeah, please RSVP. And when you do come to that event, we will also tell you about all the awesome other events that we have. So.
And are these monthly events all in the same location, or are they in different locations?
They're typically at Gabe Zimmerman Trailhead on the east side. It's a beautiful spot just outside the edge of town that's quite dark. And so the light pollution has a huge effect on what your ability is to look at. through the telescope. So being in a dark location really helps. And Gabe Zimmerman Trailhead is in Vail. It's not past Vail or anything. It's just right there. It's easy to get to, and it's a nice wide open area. So,
and if someone's coming for the first time, do you recommend that they bring anything or that they do anything to prepare for the event?
You're welcome to bring a chair. If you have your own telescope, you're welcome to bring it. We ask that you try to keep your headlights down.
bring a red light if you have one. We do ask for red light versus white light, and to definitely bring a chair if you have one. Yeah, he says bring one if you want, but definitely bring one.
And if someone wanted to come in August, what do you anticipate they would be able to see at that event in August?
So there's seasons to the stars and constellations. We have 6 months of winter season, 6 months of summer season, basically. And Saturn and Jupiter are about to rise in the east. So we're going to be able to catch Saturn and Jupiter, which is an incredible view, probably the best view of the night sky. Besides the moon. And then there will be quite a few nebulae and galaxies up. So we'll see some really cool stuff.
Awesome.
But in the summer, you won't be able to see Saturn and Jupiter until the end of the summer. So
yeah, we've been missing it for 5 months. So we're almost there.
They're okay, coming. So it's so a
the
good
winter,
time
the
to
winter
start.
Is the best time, yeah. In our opinion.
Awesome. So for someone who is wanting to volunteer at one of these monthly events, or, you know, who just wants to kind of get to know a little bit more about what you're doing, what do you recommend as a first step or what they could do to volunteer?
Well, first, we would recommend that you look at our core values. Our core values are, we recommend our volunteers to act with rhythm, and rhythm is respect, humility, transparency, teamwork, and making a difference. So that's the number one thing. And if that doesn't align with your morals or core values, then maybe it's not the right fit. But then the second thing would be to just go to our website, the same website that you're going to go to look for our events. And then you can click on there, and there's tons of things that you can do. And our volunteers are number one. We could not do what we do without them. They are the backbone. Carlos, do you have anything to say about our volunteers? They're amazing.
they're incredible. Yeah, this nonprofit would not be what it is without them. But yeah, definitely come to the next event, the next stargazing event. We also have solar events during the day. You can message us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. Just look up RFT Stars, or Reach for the Stars, on any of those, and you'll find us. We also do astrophotography, so if you're into photography and are interested in helping others learn photography, especially youth, message us.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff that we do. Everything involved with space, even rockets, so...
But as far as, okay, volunteers, we actually need like grant writers. We need help with that. We need people to help with our STEAM events, which are programmatic and like classroom type settings with activities with kids. So if you're really good with kids, that would require like a background check and that sort of thing. And then we need help with admin. You could do most of the stuff from home if you're into that. There's things that you can do that are at the stargazing event. If you want to work like at a telescope, there's things that you could do as far as vendor fairs. I mean, there's so many things that you could do if you want to help. So please reach out.
And to be a volunteer, you do not have to know how to use a telescope?
No.
No.
There's
lots of opportunities.
Yeah.
And if someone does want to learn how to use the telescope and would like to be able to volunteer in that way in the future, that's something they could also do with you then?
Yep. I give lessons in person via Zoom. I also make YouTube videos about it. So you do not have to know, or you don't have to be a volunteer to get a lesson. Just reach out.
And that's something we do for our kids. None of our kids receive or get, you know, like they all receive lessons. So, it's very important that our children in our program know how to use a telescope.
That's very cool. There are other opportunities for smaller events as well. So this is a regular thing, doing these monthly events. What are some other opportunities if someone wanted to have maybe a private event or to, you know, try to help you raise a little bit of funds at some kind of a personalized event.
Yeah, if you have a special event coming up, a birthday, wedding, a business or corporate event, on our website, there's a schedule a stargazing event, and we'll come out, give you a private event, bring the required equipment, and do the whole nine yards right there where you are. So we come to you with our Astro trailer, and it's a really good time.
Yeah, we've partnered with different places throughout Tucson, TAR. We've partnered with, the different places in Vail, different school districts, the Tanque Verde, and
the
Vail School District. So yeah, I mean, any and all different types of mobile events that we can do, and even in your backyard. So,
and you do have a fundraiser coming up.
Can
you tell us about that one?
Oh, it's going to be absolutely amazing. Some of our youth are helping to plan it. It's a galaxy gala called Unmask the Stigma of Mental Health. And really, it's all about how we all wear a mask every day, or maybe not every day, but some days where we go to school or work and we might be smiling and people ask how you are and you're, oh, I'm fine. But you might not be fine. And our kids are really struggling with that right now. And so really, it's about how we can all wear our mask to the gala and essentially unmask together and support each other at the gala and really just be our authentic selves. And the youth are going to be there, not all of them, but there's going to be some youth there. And one is going to be giving a testimonial, and there's going to be some that are there to kind of just showcase some of their art and some of their items that they have created in our STEAM program. And they're just so excited to be supported by the community and to be helping to really just create this amazing event. It's going to be so awesome.
And we're also going to have stargazing there. We're going to have a live band.
It's going to be an awesome event
for everybody. Mocktails, galaxy mocktails.
Yeah, I mean, it's an adult event. It's not a youth event. It's an adult event, but the youth are going to be there to volunteer. And we also are asking for people to sponsor some of the youth to come, because even though they're coming, we still need to cover them to come, and they can't get there on their own. So their family has to come as well, their parents. So we are asking the community to sponsor a child and their parents if at all possible. So it's not the same price as a regular ticket because it's at cost. So we're asking for that. If that is something that anybody's interested in doing, it would really help, because most of our clientele are in the underprivileged category. So,
and what are the ticket prices for someone who wants to attend themselves, or if they want to sponsor a youth?
So if they want to just attend, it's $150. And then if for a youth, the youth price is $50. That's pretty much what it would be.
Yeah. If you'd like to sponsor a child with two parents, that would be $300. So a cheaper price for that. So we're asking for help there.
Awesome. And where is it that you kind of see Reach for the Stars going in the near future?
Well, right now we've been working out of our home for 3 years, and we've run out of room on equipment storage, on program needs. So we are...
Yeah, we're running our camps out of our house.
Yeah. So we're currently designing our vision for this nonprofit, which is going to be a community observatory. So youth and adults can have free access to astronomy and our programs, with after school programs, imaging classes. It's going to be amazing. And I can't say too much about it, but it's going to be huge, and it's going to be a one of a kind thing for Tucson.
Absolutely. Very exciting. Well, thank you so much, Carlos and Kira, for being here.
It's
been really great to hear about Reach for the Stars. This is our very first episode, so thank you so much for doing that with us today.
We are honored. Thank you so much for having us.
I also want to say thank you to Jobin Sons Plumbing for sponsoring our very first episode. If you're interested in learning more, you can find us on social media at Center Stage Tucson. And you can reach me at 520-373-6864. Thank you for joining us today.